Okay, good evening, everybody. So today we are doing page 10 in the Mishnah Berurah, which would correspond to Hey Amud Beis in the Mishnah Berurah for Shabbos. We're in Simin, Reish Mem Dalet, and today Beis Shem will do Seifim Gimel Dalet and the beginning of Hey. Now, we discussed yesterday, just to make one Ha'ara, we discussed yesterday about having someone chisel stone that you own, and he's doing it in his own house, and then he's going to deliver it to you and be Mechaber Lekarka afterwards. So I thought, like, okay, that must have happened in ancient times, and someone came over to me afterwards and said, no, that happens every time someone redoes a kitchen. You buy the marble, the marble guy then cuts it with the right kitchen sink cutouts and things like that, and then he's mechaber lekarka into your house. So that very case that we had in the Mishnah Berurah, like every case that we have in Shulchan Aruch Mishnah Berurah, has some application halacha lemaisa. So I thank Dr. Eli Rossman for that ha'ara. So let's begin with Seif Gimel. Says the Shulchan Aruch, in banu einam yehudim liyisrael bayis b'shabbos b'iser nechon lahachmin shlo yikonsu, though, that it's an appropriate chumrah that if a non-Jew builds a house for a Jew, working for a Jew, on Shabbos, that you should never enter that house, that one should never go into that house, says the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkatan Chaf, Yotes, Be'iser, Hainu Shayu B'kibolos B'toch HaTchum, he was a Kabbalah and he was a contractor, but it was inside the Tchum, Du Asurak Mishra Marasayin, where the only Iser is really Marasayin. The Bem said that to the Nafshe Avadu Kanal, because really he could have done all the work on weekdays. Avalim Hayu Schir Yom Demidina Asur, but if it was a Schir Yom where he had to work on Shabbos and you hired him to work on Shabbos, that's Asur Min Adin, Yeshva Za Iser Mitzad Adin B'tiavid, Belom Nachon Bilvad. Then the halacha would be that you're not allowed to go into that house ever. Not just nachon not to ever use that house. Kain kas v'magen avram, that's what the magen avram writes, chen muchakam kain tasa baklin in skir yom, chen kas v'chai yadam, di b'skir yom asu medina b'din zeshu, milsad v'farhesya, lo li olam l'acher m'kdei sheyasu. And that's what a number of the other achorim say, including the chai yadam, that if someone who you hire to work on Shabbos, and since that's a very public thing, that he's building your house on Shabbos, and you paid him to do so, where that's asur min adin, it's actually asur to enter that house. So for the person who was done for, it's asur forever, and for other people, it's asur b'kadei shiasu for the amount of time that it would take to build that house. However, there are others that are mekil, that it's that even in a case where you hired him to do that work, it's only on Shabbos, it's only going to be asur b'kadei shiasu. So essentially, we have two cases. We have one case where you hired a contractor and he could do the work whenever he wants, but he does it on Shabbos and the Isser is Maris Ha'ayin, so then it's Nachon not to go into that house ever. There's another case where you hired him and you asked him to work on Shabbos, where that's so Usser that it's not just Nachon not to ever go into that house, it's Usser Min Adin to ever go into that house. This also was a Shaila Alach L'maisa. Someone asked me last year that in a very prominent Jewish community, there was an apartment building that was owned by a Jewish person, and the construction was ongoing on Shabbos. And the person said that one of the poskim in that neighborhood paskind, no one is allowed to move into that building because it's usur to everyone who's going to live there is the one for whom it was built, and therefore it's usur for them forever. So that was the psak that they received. I think someone asked Rav Schechter at the time, and he agreed to that psak that it's at least nachon to be machmir. Sivkat and chaf nachon na hachmir va'achronim kasu d'bidiyavid yeshusmach bekablonus adas rabinatam umutu ladurbo afilu liatzmo. But the achronim write that b'diyavid you can rely on the sheet of rabinatam and you can live there v'chein besitos havanim v'tikun akoros imhayi bekablonus yeshlat b'diyavid l'shakam bebinyan. And the same is true if he chiseled your stones for you and he fixed your beams for you, if that was bekablonus and it was only maris ha'ayin issue, so b'diyavid you could put it into the building. But that's only in a b'diyavid situation. But if you're looking for an apartment, that's l'chachila, so don't get that apartment. B'di'evid, if you already signed a lease on the apartment, okay, so then that's b'di'evid. Then there's room to be somich on Rabbeinu Tam. Sivkat chavalif, shelo yikonsubo li olam, forever, v'afilu acherim, even other people. But it's not asubah, no, you could sell it to a non-Jew. Says the Ramah, Miuim Histi Salamani Yudhi Shalalasas Lamalach the Shabbos Vain Yudhiasa Bal Karcho Lemahir Lahash Lamalachto Ain Lachush. If you instructed the guy, do not do this on Shabbos, and he came and he did it anyway, then we're not gonna, you know, against your will, because he wanted to finish the job quicker, so then we're not gonna penalize the Jew who for whom the work was being done. Sivkatan Khat Bez and Mishwur Bal Karcho Ratzalom or Shavar Al Tano Shisim Kodem. The guy didn't listen. He violated the conditions. You don't have to worry about that. You don't even need to make a macha'a against him, even while he's doing the malacha. Skipping the brackets. Magaram is not sure about that. He says, well, wait a second. Who's going to know that you made it tonight, that you instructed this guy not to work on Shabbos? No one will know that. They're just going to see he's working on your house, in your property. It's mechubar. It's in the tchum. It's all the strikes against you. They don't know you instructed this guy not to do it. And the Eli Rabbah also has problems with it. So between the Magen Avraham and the Eli Rabbah having problems with this, so therefore we cannot be makel on this matter. Ella yira limchoslo ulamanu mipu ulaso. So rather you should make a macha'a and tell him you must stop, you may not work on Shabbos. Because of Eli Rabbah, the mikol makom near shein tzarich litin la'ma'os kedei sheyifseku. But nevertheless, he says you don't have to pay him extra to stop. And you don't have to say, okay, I'll give you $1,000 if you don't show up to work today. Because initially you told him not to work on Shabbos, and he agreed not to work on Shabbos. So you don't have to pay him extra to then abide by his agreement. But the implication is that if you neglected to say it at the outset, to instruct him at the beginning that he may not work on Shabbos, and then he shows up to work on Shabbos, then you're obligated to pay him to stop working on Shabbos. He says, and the reason why you would have to do that is because you were negligent. You should have stopped him from working on Shabbos. You should have instructed him at the outset not to work on Shabbos. So failure to do so is your fault, and therefore you're going to be penalized for that you have to pay him to stop. In the Dirshu, he quotes a Kafa Chaim, he quotes a Maisa of a wealthy man that spent a lot of money in order not to allow a guy to build his house on Shabbos, and Vayehi Hayom, and there was a major fire in the city, and the fire destroyed every house in the city except for that one house that the guy was went out of his way to pay someone not to pay the guy not to show up to work on Shabbos. Si'if Dalid, Melechas Farhesia, Filib Metalton, Kugon Svina Yadua Li Yisrael, Dina Kuma Melechas Mechubar. Whenever it's a very public melecha, like work on a boat, that everyone knows it's a Jew's boat, the boat is called Pamayim Chai, or I don't know, something, whatever it is, Yam HaTorah, or something like that. I can come up with boat names all night, but if you have a boat that very clearly belongs to a Jew, and everyone knows that it's such a public thing, so then it has the same din as Melechas Mechubar, where we're going to be more machmir. Mishnah Berurah Sifkatan Chav Gimel. We're not talking about if the boat is in your own yard or driveway, like people keep their boats sometimes. Because then, even if it was just a regular metaltal, then it would be aser. That if it's on your property, even with metaltal, then it's aser. Now we're talking about where he's doing it somewhere else, not in your house. But it's your boat, and it has, very clearly your boat. Magen Avraham is Shari Achron. Magen Avraham and other Achron write to Dafke Moses Asfina b'Makom Galui Umefursan. The Metzina in Achmirba. This Chumra is only if the boat is being made in a very public location. It worked on in a very public location. But if it's being worked on in a very private location, so then you don't need to be Machmir that has a din of Mechubar. Then Achri's doing it somewhere in his shipyard, somewhere where no one is going to be able to see it. Now it's interesting. The Bir Halacha writes over here that in Siman Reishon Beis Sif Gimel, the Mechaber writes about this Yesh Lahachmir V'Lesar, which sounds like it's not Meikar Adin Ta'aser, and that's L'chor Astira to what it says over here. Because over here he says, a dina kamo melechus mechuber. Its din is like melechus mechuber. It sounds like it's an actual min hadin that it's aser. So the Be'er Halacha points out that from the Achronim, it sounds like they view this as the Ikar Halacha. What it says, even though it's a stir in the Mechaber, they view what it says over here as the primary shita, that min hadin, if it's famous metaltalin that everybody's going to know about, and it's being done in a public place, then that's going to have the same status as Mechubar. Let's begin Sifei. Im Sacharin Yehudi L'shana Olishtayim Sheikhtav Lo Shiar Glo Beged Hareza Kosev Orig B'Shabbos Kilu Katzitim Sheikhtav Sefer Shiar Glo Beged Shosu B'Chalei Shiyartzei. He says, let's say you didn't hire a guy to work for you every single day of the week, including Shabbos. Nor did you hire a guy to write a sefer for you or to make a suit for you. No, what you did is you said, I'm a rich guy. I always need a tailor and a scribe on staff. I need to have a guy who's my designated tailor. He's not working for anybody else. Is he working all the time? No, because I don't need suits all the time. But he's always ready to help me out. So if that's my deal, I pay him an annual salary to be my tailor, so then that has the same din as a kablan, where he's choosing to work on Shabbos, because he clearly is not going to have to work as your tailor 7 days a week, so he's choosing to do Shabbos as his day. So that's going to be mutter in that way. If you look in Sivkatam Chavdalid, Shiyichtolo, Magen Avram, Kasim Magen Avram, exactly what we just said, that Kavanas HaRambam, Kederech HaSarim, Sheisham Sofer Miyuchad, El Chayet Miyuchad, you know, like very rich people or royalty who have their own scribe or their own tailor, Shebechalei Shetarech HaSar, Lichtov Mukhiv Lo Lichtov, that whenever the Sar needs someone to write something, this guy is, he's there. He's the in-house counsel, right? So he writes all the documents for the whenever you don't need him. He has slow days at work, so he plays solitaire in his computer all day when you don't need him. I don't know if people still do that. Now there's YouTube. And therefore, he can choose to write or to weave on Shabbos. Because he could do whenever he wants. The Jew never told him to do it on Shabbos. If he wants, he could do it the next day. The Jew doesn't benefit from the fact that this guy is working on Shabbos. But let's say you say, I'm hiring you to be my scribe and to be my tailor to work 365 days a year. I want you working constantly. I want you working every day of the year. Then he cannot be writing for you on Shabbos. Even though every once in a while he takes a day off and you don't jump down his throat, so he could technically take Shabbos off. But whatever he does, you're benefiting from, because he's the more days he works, the more he's making for you. However, the Taz says, no, even in that case, it's going to be mutter, it has a din of a kablan. If you were super makbid that he never take a day off, then for sure it's going to be awesome, because then you're literally asking him to work on Shabbos. But if you let him take days off and he chooses not to take Shabbos off, so the Taz thinks that's not so bad. But if you never let him take days off, then it's bad. Because that's literally like you asked him to do it on Shabbos. Od Katsavataz. That if you say, look, there's a deadline and you need to finish this by Motzai Shabbos, then it's like you're being makbid. Meaning you can't drop a car off at the mechanic, or forget about the mechanic, we're talking about an in-house employee. You can't tell a tailor, look, I have a vart to go to on Motzai Shabbos, I need a brand new suit by then, it's 5 minutes to Shabbos, here you go. You know that he's going to have to work on Shabbos in that case, even though he's your in-house tailor. Then he says, even if you gave it to him at a time where if he were to stay up all night on a weeknight, he'd be able to get it done, you know he's not staying up all night on a weeknight, and therefore that's as if you told him to do it on Shabbos. Sifkat on Chafhei, Oshe Yaraglo, Hareza, Kein Tzarech Lomar, that the proper girsa is Oshe Yaraglo Beged, so it should be Hareza. I don't know, Hareza what, but okay. I don't know what that's going on. Hareza Kosev Ori B'Shabbos. Right, Oshiyaroglo, so instead of the word Beged, to weave for you, so then it's he can be Kosev Ori B'Shabbos. Okay, says the Shulchan Aruch, just to drop further. V'hu shelo yachshuv imo yom yom v'lo yasa ha'melacha bebeis Yisrael. That's only if you don't make a daily accounting of how much work he did each day, and he didn't do the work in your house. V'yesh misho oser b'socher en Yehudi l'zman. And some people aser when you hire an en Yehudi for a period of time. So says the Mishnah Berurah of Kan Chavav Shlo Yachshuv Imo Ratzulam Shlo Yidaktik Alav Imevatel Ezi Yomi Melachto. As long as you're not going to jump down his throat if he misses one of the days of work. Beveis Yisrael, he also can't do it in your house. The Bezafu Kablam Kemuras Aser. Because the whole chiddush over here is that the guy has a din of a kablan, but if he's working in your house, even a kablan is aser. You can't have a kablan working in your house. So this guy can't work in your house either. And then Viyesh Misho Aser Hu Das HaRaivid. That's a reflection of the sheet of the Raivid against the Rambam. Vinei L'Das HaTaz HaNal Nicha B'Pshitos Tam HaRaivid. According to the Taz that we quoted before, we understand the Raivid very well. Desvirle Da'av Sheino Makbid Al Bitulo Mikol Makom HaRishol Mar Viyachal Yodo. Even though you may not get upset him if he takes a day off, but you do benefit when he works that extra day. And even according to the Magen Avraham that we quoted earlier, it also works. Because the Ravid holds that the Jew is benefiting from this guy working on Shabbos. Why is the Jew benefiting? After all, can't he just do it on Sunday? Yeah, he could, but what if you need another shtar written for you on Sunday? So then, he's not going to have time to do both, so you're benefiting by freeing him up to work to do something else the next day. Okay, so Bez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with the Ramah on the top of page Vav. So tomorrow, Bez Hashem, we should be back in person. Okay, have a great night, everyone.